Well, that was the Bee Gees, of course, and the dulcet tones of Robin Gibb. It's 14 minutes past two. It's the James and Judy Show here on Vectis Radio, and we're really pleased to have with us this afternoon Melissa Reeds of the law firm Glanvilles, which is Newport-based. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Melissa, now you're here because you're talking about something very close to my heart, and that is food, and cake in particular.
Yes.
I understand you're doing a bake-off, is that right?
Yes, that's right. Our private client department at the office in Newport, who deal with wills and probate, have decided to do a bake-off for Dementia UK because that's the type of clients that we deal with, and we felt that was a great cause. And on Monday, the 9th of March, eight of us or so are bringing our cakes in from the weekend that we'll have baked on the Sunday.
Oh, fantastic.
And there'll be the wooden spoon for the worst cake,
right?
But we'll have a prize for the best tasting cake and also the best design. It's a spring design this time.
So you're not going into the office on the Sunday to do a bit of crafty cooking?
Unfortunately not. We don't have a kitchen that allows that, but and also I think that might be a bit chaotic.
So who will be judging these cakes?
We're having everyone in the office. We're going to have a ballot system, and then we're asking the businesses on the Newport estate to come in at the lunchtime to also have a taste and to cast their votes, and it will be the winner is crowned at the end of the day.
Oh, fantastic.
That sounds really, really good. Now, how are you raising money with this? Are you going to be charging for
the
cake?
We will be charging donations for people to try and taste the cakes, and also we'll be collecting money from everyone in the office and the people that come in, and obviously people that are making their cakes are doing that free in terms of free of their time and everything.
Oh, that sounds lovely. And if people listening now want to get involved, what should they do? Can they come along on Monday?
Yeah, they can absolutely come along. We're having the cakes will be sort of there from at 9:30 on Monday morning, but we've said to businesses if they could come in sort of in the lunch hour between 1 and 2. Obviously if you're coming into the office on Monday anyway, do feel free to bring some pennies with you and donate some money, because that would be a great cause and it'd be perfect for us. And obviously you can have some of our cake and see which one you think's the best.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, where are your offices in Newport?
We're actually on the Dodner estate. We're Monk's Brook, the business park just there. So,
oh, yeah.
Just on the main estate, really.
Oh, fantastic. Well, best of luck. What are you going to be baking?
At the moment, I haven't decided. We've gone for a spring theme. This is something that we're looking to probably do every month. So this month is spring. And I've looked at designs for lambs and sheep.
Aww.
Whether it will look like that when I do it.
So do you think the winner is going to be the person who's done the most sort of overwrought cake, or do you think it's going to be the most delicious one?
I think we'll have to have two, because I think some people are better with the taste and other people will be better with the design. But we might crown the overall winner if we get sort of... if we compare and we've got one that sort of stands out for both, I think that will be the overall winner.
How are you with a piping bag?
Me? I've never touched one. I can say, honestly, I've made two cakes in my entire life. So a flippant discussion at the beginning of the day a couple of weeks ago, oh, let's have a bake-off, has ended up in a proper competition.
Oh, so, well done. That's fantastic. And I think the money's going towards Admiral Nurses.
It is, yes.
Could you just explain what Admiral Nurses are? Because they're a little bit like Macmillan Nurses, aren't they?
They are, absolutely. They are specifically to deal with patients and carers that deal with dementia. So they can go into the home, provide that support that you don't necessarily always get from the hospital when you've got a diagnosis. And they are very much like Macmillan Nurses. So if you're lucky and if there's one in the area, you'll be assigned one. They will come and make sure that you're coping with the dementia, whether it be the diagnosis or as a carer dealing with the person, because that's really important as well.
Yes. And I think you're trying to raise awareness, aren't you, of Admiral Nurses, because there aren't any on the island
at the moment. There are none on the island. There has been, I think the hospital have confirmed that they will try and put three on the island, and I know that Lady Sally Greels has been working really hard in relation to that.
Yeah.
I think in terms of across the country there's about 106, which for nationwide is not a lot when we look at how many people that have got dementia, so it's a massive issue that really does need funding.
Yeah. I think what's so lovely as well is what you're saying, that the Admiral Nurses will not only support the patients but their carers as well.
Yes.
Because I think it's a very frightening thing, dementia. It's a very frightening diagnosis for the patient and also for their loved ones. And
absolutely. And if you look after the carers, then potentially you can keep someone in their own home for a lot longer.
Yes.
And what the Admiral nurses do is provide that support, provide advice as to how to deal with people with dementia, because obviously when you're in a situation where a family member is perhaps repeating themselves or not understanding, as a carer you can get quite frustrated by that, and it's about how that they deal with that and what they can do to encourage the person with dementia to live their life independently, really.
Of course. And I think from what I've read as well, that it is important, I think, for dementia patients to be in familiar surroundings, isn't it?
And absolutely.
So the longer people with this diagnosis can stay in their own home, the better for them, really.
Absolutely. And it's about learning not to marginalise the person with dementia.
Yes.
Sometimes what happens when people get diagnosed, a lot of people then talk directly to other family members. They sort of miss the person in the room with dementia. And actually, it's about trying to involve them as well, being a bit more patient with them when you're having a conversation and perhaps they can't remember the right word or they've not understood. It's sort of trying to help them continue to live a normal life for as long as they can, really.
Yes, and sort of be involved in the community as far as possible.
Absolutely, make them feel that they're still putting back into the community, that they're still contributing, really.
Yes.
Well, I think it's amazing that you're doing this, and good luck with the Bake Off. Don't go away, we're just going to listen to some Sam Smith now, and we'll have a chat in a few more moments. That was the beautiful voice of Sam Smith. It's James and Judy here on Wednesday afternoon. I apologise for that. I left the microphone up. We're here with the lovely Melissa Reeds of Glanvilles, and they're doing an amazing job at Glanvilles. As you probably just heard, they're doing a bake-off on Sunday, and then you can taste the wares on Monday. It's going to be a fantastic for anybody who'd like to come into Glanvilles, because you'll be able to donate to Dementia UK, and you'll be able to taste their amazing cakes.
Oh, it's a fantastic idea. And so lovely of everybody there to give up their time on Sunday to bake cakes, to make this such an exciting and worthwhile event.
Exactly. Now, Melissa, I know you're not a sort of natural baker, but you are a natural lawyer, and I mean, a lot of what you're doing anyway helps people, doesn't it, with dementia, or helps people around them?
Yes, I'm a solicitor in the private client department, and our department deals with elderly clients and people that need wills and powers of attorney. And obviously, the part of the reason why I'm so keen to help people with dementia is because I go into the community and I see it quite a lot, and what we can do for people is we can put powers of attorney in place for people that have been diagnosed with dementia. We can assist family members making sure that all of the affairs are in order, that wills are in place, and things like that. We also act for younger clients as well, so it's not just elderly people, it is people across the board who may need some advice in relation to wills, powers of attorney, care fee planning, all of that sort of thing.
Yeah, now I think powers of attorney are a very important thing, aren't they? Because they help people you know, with dementia or who start to sort of lose their faculties, to choose people who can help them when they can't really help themselves.
Yes, they give you that choice to make the decision whilst you've got capacity to choose who you would want to deal with your finances and your welfare if you were unable to make those decisions yourself. So it's a bit like an insurance policy. You do it when you've got the capacity to make that decision in the hope that you never have to use them. But if you do, they're there, they're ready to go, and you don't need to worry about it. It just falls into place.
Well, I know they're very, very useful things, because I've had to use one twice for relatives.
Yes.
It's one of those things where, I suspect you think, oh, this is so boring, you know, can I be bothered to do this with my parents or my aunts and my uncles? But actually, at the time, you know, if you need it,
it's very
you just
important.
Say, thank goodness I did that.
I think it's one of those things, like with wills, that it's on that list of things that you know you should probably do, and that list gets longer, and the sort of the wills and the powers of attorney goes to the bottom of that list every time.
Exactly.
Because you think, oh, well, I can do that tomorrow, and I can do that, you know, next year, that'll be fine. But obviously, if you had an accident or if you had a stroke or an illness that rendered you unable to make decisions, if you've not done your power of attorney, your family could have a struggle trying to get someone appointed to act for you.
And I suppose a lot of people say, you know, this is going to be very expensive and very complicated. Is it expensive?
It's It's costlier than it used to be under the older system,
yeah.
But we do fixed fees for things, so you know exactly what you're going to pay. And the court fees, we often apply for fee remissions for people in situations where that applies. All you have to do really is just give us a ring,
yeah.
And we'll go through that with you and talk through what the options are, and it's up to you then if you decide that's something you want to do.
Okay, fantastic. So how do people get in touch with you?
You can always give us a ring. Our main line is 01983 527 878. Obviously you can also drop us an email, and my email is melissa.reeds@glanvilles.co.uk. I'm always happy to talk to people just to see what their circumstances are, because everyone's different.
Yeah, well, that's brilliant. You've been a fantastic guest. Thank you so much.
And thank
very,
you for having me.
Very, very, very best of luck this weekend. And as I said, now I think people at home heard, I think you've been an amazing guest. You said you're a bit nervous when you came in here. You've been absolutely brilliant.
No,
I think
naturally.
You should come and do the show next week.
Yes.
No, I think I'll stick to my day job.
If you're looking for a second career, you know where to apply.
Yeah, no, I think you should be in here. And anyway, I hope you raise a lot of money.
Thank you very much.
And
thank you for your support as well.
No, it's a delight. I mean, we like doing things to help with dementia on the island. We think the Admiral Nurses are a great idea. We've been talking about Playlist for Life as well, which Sally Magnuson supports.
That's a great idea as well.
Yeah, so, I mean, there are plenty of things going on. It's great that Lady Grills is being so helpful with all of this. So we're going to talk a lot more about things that we can do to raise awareness of dementia.
Brilliant.
And Admiral Nurses in the coming weeks. So please do continue to listen, as long as I can get the technical side of this sorted out.
Yes. And, do please keep in touch. And
absolutely.
We'd love
to
come
photos,
back.
Of the cakes and the winners.
Send us a photo of the cake. We'll put that up on Twitter.
Brilliant.
On our Vectis Radio site, and then people can have a look at the winners.
Excellent.
All right,
thank
best
you very
of luck.
Much.
I'll try to remember to put the faders down now.